You're back with America First Radio. Patriot news you won't hear on the corporate-controlled media. Speaking truth to power in defense of America. And now, here's your host, citizen reporter Jim Dawes.
This next segment that we're going to offer is our coverage from the Georgia State Capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia, of a protest staged by illegal aliens demanding driver's licenses from the state legislature and the governor. What I had originally intended on doing was attending the event and collecting audio so that I could produce an in-depth piece covering the issue, you know, comprehensively, not only Georgia's situation with the illegal aliens demanding driver's licenses, but nationwide. But because of Ivan and the technical difficulties that he brought, I was unable to produce that piece. So what I'd like to do, if you don't mind, is just play you the raw audio of the coverage of the piece, and hope that it sort of tells the story on some level.
State Capitol building in downtown Atlanta, Georgia. We're attending a protest by a group of illegal aliens sponsored by the Socialist Workers Party and
Donald Renato.
And the permit is held by the for-profit company, the Hispanic Services Foundation. The illegal aliens are protesting for driver's licenses for illegal aliens. The group has attended. The protest is... got about 150, 175 members. They're set up on the steps of the Capitol building. There's a counter protest being conducted across the street by the American Resistance, that's founded by D.A. King of the American Resistance. There's probably 30 or 40 counter protesters. One of the counter protesters is carrying a sign that has a Florida driver's license of Muhammad Atta. Signs carried by the illegals say things like, "Danger uninsured motorists, we're America too," it says. "We would like to learn the rules." The vast majority of the signs being carried by the protesters are in Spanish. On a counter-protester sign, that say things like, "No amnesty, U.S. troops on the borders, illegal immigration is not a right, no driver's licenses for illegal aliens, enforce our laws, it's not an American to enforce our laws, right is might." One of the signs says, "Senor Governor, we demand driver's licenses for all inhabitants of this state without considering status." They're chanting something in Spanish. I'm here with D.A. King, founder and president of the American Resistance. He's the one that's organized this counter-protest at the state capitol. D.A., what do you estimate the turnout of the protesters is?
For the illegal side of the street, I'm going to estimate their crowd to be about 150 to 200.
And do you suspect that the vast majority of these assembled protesters are illegal aliens?
They are, in fact, carrying signs saying that they are illegal aliens.
And you see a lot of law enforcement on the streets around here keeping the two sides apart, and isn't it a mystery as to why these law enforcement personnel don't enforce the laws and check these people's immigration status?
I see local law enforcement here. Mostly I see the Capitol Police, which their job is to maintain order on the Capitol grounds, and they're doing a wonderful job. What I do not see is the ICE agents, whose job it is to arrest and deport illegal aliens. Their office is a little more than six blocks away from where we are speaking, Jim.
And I understand you notified the ICE of this event well in advance. Is that correct?
I sent a certified letter to ICE, to Asa Hutchinson, to the President of the United States, and to the local press. In a minute, I'm going to call the ICE. I have no expectation of their coming.
DA, do you know the likelihood that the Georgia legislature is going to act on these protesters' demands?
I'm told that it's slim and none, but we're calling on the governor to come out of his office today. His office is less than 100 yards from where we're speaking. If the governor would just come out and take a stand on this issue, one side of the street could go home.
Do you know that the governor's in the building?
I do.
So the governor is basically hiding in the building, hoping this issue would go away. Is that your reading?
I can't say the governor is hiding. It's a rainy day. The governor hasn't come out yet. I don't know that he's hiding, but he is not here visible.
Do you know if Governor Sonny Perdue is taking a position on driver's license for illegal aliens?
I am told that he is against it. I have not heard that from the governor.
What do you recommend that people do that want to get involved in this issue?
If you want to save your country, you want to save your state from what's happening to us here in Georgia and in Atlanta, I recommend that you get off your sofa and get on the street and tell your politicians, you tell your newspaper editors, and you tell the people who are employing these illegal aliens that you want your country back.
Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Pat.
It's starting to rain here at the protest. It's a light drizzle. Of course, Hurricane Ivan is threatening this part of the state of Georgia later on this afternoon. At the protest tent, they're gathering the names and having all the protesters fill out forms listing their name and address and everything like that. There are some press attending the event on the protester side of the street. On the protester side of the street, nobody, but nobody, is speaking English. Lorenza Tormenta.
What were we saying?
Yes.
Oh, it's a protest. No, we can do it. We can do it.
Okay. Can I ask you something? What is the wisdom in protesting in a language that the people that you want action from don't speak?
Well, actually, we're not causing.
You want the governor to grant you driver's licenses in the legislature, but none of them speak Spanish.
Well, I know that that's a real confuse, because most of the people, American people, think we're trying to get alien cars, the green cars, but that's not the goal. The goal is just we want to get our right to drive in Atlanta, to get a driver's license.
Right.
That's all we want.
If you're in this country legally, you can get a driver's license. Are you protesting for driver's licenses for people in this country illegally?
Well, that's right. But one of the things, our people, they are the base of Atlanta or anywhere in the United States, because they're working hard. They are the base of the economy. That's why we need that right. We don't really ask you for alien car, but we need the driver to drive so we can keep our people straight. And
What do you say to those Americans who say that you're in fact taking their jobs?
Well, can I tell you that's true? That's true. But I know all the Spanish people there work really hard. And then when they come to this country, the only thing they try to find is a good job and work liberally.
Thank you. What is your name, sir?
Joe Mariscal.
Joe Mariscal. Could you spell that for me, please?
Mariscal.
Mariscal. What have you organized here today, and what do you hope to accomplish?
We're trying to tell our governor and our senators and everyone out there on the state to listen to our voices, and they can review the law, and we will be able to get a driver's license there in Georgia.
I see. Are you protesting for driver's licenses for people in this country illegally?
What I protest is for everyone in the state of Georgia to be able to drive under the law. They got laws in the state.
I see.
I want everyone to be able to drive legally, be able to get a driver's license, to be able to get a insurance, liability insurance. In case an accident happens, everyone will be responsible for it.
What are the protesters chanting?
What is what?
The protesters are chanting something. Can you tell me, repeat it for me in Spanish and then tell me, translate it into English?
Yes. Lo que nosotros queremos es que el gobernador nos escuche nuestras voces.
No. Just tell me what they're chanting in Spanish.
Yes, we can. Yes, it can be done. Yes, we can.
I don't understand why they're chanting in Spanish when the people that that they're addressing don't speak Spanish.
Well, we got signs in English too.
I see.
And everyone knows about the AJC, all the mayor. Newspaper, radio station, and television here in the state of Georgia, they know about us.
What group are you with? Who's organizing this event?
This is a group named Estamos Unidos. We are united. I'm Joe Mariscal. I'm the secretary director of this group.
I see. Thanks, sir. I'm back with D.A. King of the American Resistance. D.A., I understand you've called the ICE. What was their response?
I called Special Agent in charge of the Atlanta region, a man named Ken Smith. Special Agent Smith was very polite. He told me that he had received my letter. He was aware of this march, but that he could not discuss any law enforcement activity with me now or in the future. He was very nice. I felt sorry for him. I believe him to be a man that wants to do the job for which he is trained. I think the President of the United States, I think Homeland Security Chief Tom Ridge, and I think Asa Hutchinson will not allow this good man to do the work he has been hired to do.
So you believe they're being told by their superiors not to enforce the law? Is that what you're saying?
There are several agents in the ICE office that I have a personal relationship with, or at least I can speak to them on the phone, and I know that they want to do the job that they are sworn to do. There were agents here at this thing last week who told my face, and I quote, "We cannot do our job today."
Have you seen any of the ICA agents at this protest here today?
I have not. I've been very busy with the crowd, but you can recognize them. Normally they wear a tan, khaki-colored trout fishing vest.
And, of course, no enforcement officers from the ICE, the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ever showed up, despite the fact that they were put on notice by D.A. King well in advance of the protest and even called from the protest by D.A. King and several others. They refused to come out of their office and walk six blocks up the streets where they could have caught all the illegal aliens that they ever wanted to find right there on the steps of the Georgia Capitol building. And it's outrageous that they turn a blind eye to such blatant illegality. And citizens of the United States ought to file a formal complaint against, I know D.A. King wouldn't support this, but I think a formal complaint should be filed against the ICE office in Atlanta, Georgia, for refusing to enforce the nation's immigration laws, which is their duty. DA points out that these are good men and women that are being hamstrung by their superiors, but the only way that the American people are going to get any action out of these agencies is to file a complaint, so that the complaint procedure and the due process will reveal the fact that the high-level administration officials are refusing to allow the troops on the ground at the ICE to do their jobs. But I know that was a sort of a rough piece. I hope it gave you some flavor of what went on down there. It was totally infuriating that illegal aliens, almost completely Mexicans, would gather on the steps of the state capitol building of Georgia carrying signs proclaiming their illegality and demanding that the governor and the legislature of this state grant them driver's licenses. A driver's license in this country is a de facto identification card, and if you get a driver's license, you can vote in Georgia. That's the only ID that they require to register to vote. These people have a hidden agenda. It's not that they want to drive so much. It's that they want that national ID card that a driver's license constitutes. It's the same way that the terrorists of 9/11 used to board airplanes. They were in this country illegally, and they obtained driver's licenses from states that didn't consider their legal status in order to issue them driver's licenses, and they were able to board airplanes. But the bottom line is, even allowing these illegal aliens to gather and protest on the steps of the state capitol building in Atlanta, Georgia, is a victory for them, because nobody did anything about it. It lent them a legitimacy that they have a legitimate grievance and are entitled to have those grievances heard by our government, when in fact, these are supposed to be the people that George Bush says are hiding in the shadows. Well, they're not hiding in the shadows. They're marching up and down in front of the state capitol building with picket signs proclaiming the fact that they're illegal aliens, and nobody's doing anything about it. And that very fact alone lends them a great deal of legitimacy. And it's a sad day in Georgia. Counter-protesters organized by D.A. King at the American Resistance are to be commended on showing up and challenging the illegals' demands, and showing that American citizens are not just going to roll over and play dead at this obvious violation of their borders and their laws. And that's it for this week's edition of America First Radio. I hope you've enjoyed it, and I hope you'll tell all your friends about America First Radio. Send your comments to me at jimdawes@americafirstradio.com. And join us again next week at AmericaFirstRadio.com for another edition of Patriot News on America First Radio.